This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, and I welcome the executive responsible for Truth Social and its successes and future successes, Devin Nunes, former member of Congress, now traveling the country and the world to present another idea of social media, Truth Social. Devin, a very good evening to you. We have not talked for several weeks, in which time there's been a lot of news, most recently and relevant to your part of the biosphere, is that Musk, Mr. Musk of SpaceX, is now the CEO, Chief Twit, he calls himself, of Twitter. I don't know very much about Twitter, and I don't use Twitter, but I do know when you first presented to me Truth Social and what you were about to do, you told me that there was an opportunity for many entrepreneurs in the same space that Twitter had dominated. Is that still accurate, Devin? Is there space for lots of hands here? Good evening to you.
John, it's great to be with you, and it's been a while since I've been on, so I think it's been my longest John Batchelor drought, so I'm happy to be back on. And I think last time we spoke, this issue has come up, and I think what Elon Musk is finding out is that $44 billion is way too much. It's hard to decipher through all of the fake news, but clearly he's opening up the engines of Twitter, and he's finding what I think most of us knew, that average Americans don't use Twitter. It's not widely adopted. It has good branding with the little bird, but that doesn't mean that people use it. And so where people are going to is Instagram and TikTok. And I think even Meta, which owns Instagram and Facebook, they're finding out the hard way too, because I think Facebook is shedding users also. And so what's happening is Chinese-owned TikTok is eating up the market. We came in, just got fully opened in the last couple of weeks because we were not on the Google Play Store. So if you had Android, it was kind of hard to get onto our app. So, we launched, fully launched on Apple in April. Then we launched the web in May. And then just 2 weeks ago, we got up on Android. And, we're the fastest growing company in history. Now we're awaiting approval to become a public company so we can have financing, so we can help to grow the company to continue this growth. But one thing that's been clear is that Twitter, although President Trump was well known for being on Twitter and his tweets, it's just because that's a place, it's an echo chamber of blue checks, media types, journalists and reporters, governments, even dictators, corporate people. But it's not a place that average Americans go. But we quickly realized just when we opened the Apple app just after a couple months that content creators, people that were on Truth, were doing much better than they were on Twitter and even Instagram. So it's a combination that those platforms are loaded with spam accounts and bots, fake accounts, versus what we're doing at Truth Social. We do everything in our power to keep the spam and bot accounts off. So we're building a family-friendly platform that is available for folks that don't want to be censored for their political beliefs. And that's why we've become the home of millions and millions of people and the fastest growing company, social media company in history. I mean, this, these types of numbers, just to put it in perspective, Donald Trump, who's well known for his tweets, when he came down the escalator in 2015, before he announced that he was going to run for president, even before Google approved us, so think about that, very few Android users were using Truth Social. Donald Trump already had more followers on Truth Social in the matter of a few months, simply on Android, on Apple and desktop, than he had when he came down the escalators that he had on Twitter back in 2015, just to put it in the perspective and the size and scale of our growth. So it's going to be fun to watch Elon Musk, President Trump, and myself. At the time that this was announced, we said, all right, go for it. Because we are here. Truth Social exists as kind of that bulwark against the tech tyrants. We're the ones that have been standing in the breach, us working alongside of Rumble, which is an alternative YouTube platform along with a cloud platform and an ad platform. We're basically reopening the internet completely separate from all the big tech giants. And so when Elon Musk announced that he was buying it, we were strongly supportive. It kind of floundered around for several months, but he closed the deal last week. And we see that as a big victory for our fight against big tech. Like I said, it's unknown. What will Elon Musk do with this? What will he do with Twitter? Will the advertisers leave? Will the echo chamber blue checkers from the fake news leave? Will governments leave? Will the corporate companies leave? We don't know. But in the meantime, $44 billion to, at least at this time, have someone who is at least a little more sane than the lunatics that were running Twitter is a good thing.
There's now a sector that Business Insider features, including remarks about Truth Social. And you're not a publicly traded stock, but many of your competitors are. Google, Alphabet, Google, plain Google, Meta, which is Facebook. Rumble is a publicly traded stock. So is Snap, Twitter. The sector is growing. You're part of a very active renaissance of social media. Because, Devin, I'm an older user. I just completely lost track of why I needed to be on Twitter or Facebook. What was the purpose? I do an educated show with educated people, and I respect everyone listening. Why would I use something that's used by, let's put it bluntly, Devin, these were game players. They were playing with people's souls and energy. And that doesn't entertain me or a lot of other professionals of a certain age. So now that there's a whole sector, you're in with a growing part of the economy. Once upon a time, you know, there was one phone per town. And if a phone call came in, you'd send out a runner saying you've got a phone call. Now everybody has a cell phone. That's where we're going with social media. And you were in at the beginning, I believe, of making it obvious that social media is dividing into specialties, interest groups, common purposes. We're all dividing up like we're a series of baseball teams.
Yeah, I think to some degree, John, the only thing that I would say is that I do believe in the long run, because we are family friendly, talking specifically about Truth Social, because we are family friendly and we are a platform that doesn't censor for politics, we ultimately will be that place that will get people from all walks of life, especially if we can build out features that Instagram and TikTok have, where we have a simple platform, it's easy to use, we're not stealing your data, and you're not going to see all the garbage and spam accounts like you do on the other platforms. So I think we have a long-term growth potential here just because of those facts. But I think you are right when you describe many of the other platforms, because they got so ensnarled into censorship police, censorship boards, committees, that ultimately were all pressured and moved by the fake news. And now we learn we've learned that they were also working closely with the intelligence agencies that were working on behalf of the extreme left in this country to decide what is disinformation and what is not. Most notably, going back to the 2020 election, the Hunter Biden laptop from hell, right, that was hidden from everyone. That's something now that we learn that these big tech companies, these big tech social media companies, were working with the intelligence agencies who were lying and scheming that this was somehow Russian disinformation before the election. And now most people say that if you look at the polling that's been done on this, had they known about the laptop from hell, Biden wouldn't have won. Not to mention that you had Zuckerberg, who spent $419 million of him and his wife's money that went into ballot harvesting. So those issues, haven't been dealt with. And I think that's why you see us, just this little startup company, True Social, being blocked by the Biden regime, being blocked by the SEC. They won't even let us become a public company. They won't even let us have financing. And yet here we are, the fastest growing company in social media company, and at least in modern history. And I think with more on the way, simply because we're just a family friendly place that's not censoring people. I mean, imagine that. It's not a complicated business model.
You anticipated much of this in Countdown to Socialism. We talked about it. You had a whole chapter devoted to it. Are there any surprises, or did you see everything at that time?
Well, look, I was the first one actually to go to Rumble because I realized I was being censored on YouTube. I caught the other companies shadow banning me, and I was one of the first to go to Parler. You may remember, John.
Yes.
And so I've already kind of been through this once. I watched just my growth on both Parler and Rumble just skyrocket much faster than on these huge platforms that I was on, like Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. You know, I mean, almost in no time, I got more followers than I had on all those platforms. And I've essentially haven't moved on those platforms in terms of growth. And John, as you may remember, I've been in the news quite a bit, especially in 17 and 18 and 19 and 20, as rooting out corruption between the fake news and the intelligence agencies and the Democratic Party with the whole Russia hoax and the Clinton campaign. And so, you would think it'd be normal that I would grow, which is what I found out when I went to platforms that no one had ever heard of. I just quickly shot up hundreds of thousands of followers. And the same thing has happened, here on True Social, where, I'm already over a million followers. I mean, it took me, 10, 12, 13 years to get that many followers on Twitter. And then I never got that many followers on Instagram. I think I've been stuck at 100,000 for, 3 or 4 years. And it seems a little odd, John, being that Instagram, as I said before, I mean, unlike Twitter, Instagram does have a real follow. I mean, they have a lot of Americans that are on Instagram. If you're under the age of 45, you're usually on Instagram. If you're under the age of 25, you're probably on TikTok or both. So, the censorship has been horrible. As somebody who was in politics, to watch that happen to not only to myself, but then you see President Trump get canceled. You see millions of Americans get booted from these platforms. You see them taking positions on everything from the Hunter Biden laptop from hell to what's Russian disinformation to COVID vaccines. I mean, it just got completely out of hand.
Twitter banned the Babylon Bee. Is that correct, Evan?
Yeah, Babylon Bee, libs of TikTok. I mean, there's all sorts of...
It was nutty. It was farcical.
Yeah.
As if they were inviting us to come in and see what foolishness it was. And I guess Musk got hooked.
Yeah, I think the Babylon Bee, actually, John, that's a good point that you're making, because the Babylon Bee is just comedy. I mean, they just simply make fun of the news. And granted, they probably do it from more of a center-right viewpoint, but I would also say that the Babylon Bee is not afraid to make fun of Republicans, too. So I think you're right. That's a good example of how ludicrous the censorship has become at these big social media companies.
All right, now, Devin, just a couple of minutes. Where are we going with this? With the whole platform? Because there's going to be a shakeout. In the beginning, there were lots of car companies, and then there was just a handful. So are we going to someplace quickly, or is this going to take decades to shake out all these entries?
Well, I think the whole – it's a good question that we'll probably talk about for now, John, for many years to come. But everything is changing. So even social media companies are having to add new features all the time, right? Like nobody ever saw, like Facebook, went out and bought up all its competitors. Twitter basically fell by the wayside, even though it had good, it was kind of a global PR wire. But TikTok came out of nowhere, arguably with Chinese money, and arguably it's being used to do a lot of nefarious things in terms of building profiles using artificial intelligence on people that you've seen some in Congress begin to talk about. But these companies have kind of skyrocketed, ate up their competitors, which is really the difference here, that True Social, working alongside with Rumble, we're building a whole entire separate ecosystem, a separate internet superhighway, so to speak, that's going to operate separate of all of these big tech companies. And I think you have to really look at this as it's multidimensional in terms of having to have, what are the most important components to have this? Obviously, True Social is a communications arm. We're a social media, social networking site. We're going to soon have direct messages. We're going to be adding groups, things like that, where people go to social network. But if we had to rely on, say, an Amazon or someone like that for our servers, we wouldn't get very far. So what else is important? Well, Rumble, that's why Rumble is building out a cloud system. So people who don't want to be canceled, you can go to Rumble to use their cloud, so because Rumble's a non-woke company. Rumble's also using video. You have to have video. Video is very complex, takes up a lot of bandwidth, takes up a lot of server space. You know, if anybody wants to start a social media company, you have to have video. And then I would also add, probably most importantly, are the ads. The ad network globally is essentially dominated by Google. And that is going to be the most important, I think the most important piece to all of this is you have to follow the money. And the good thing that Rumble is building, and we're building alongside of them because we're their first customer, is this ad platform has the ability for the mom and pops, mid-size, all the way to large firms to do national campaigns. But if I just want to run some type of advertising campaign and say, you know, pick your small town in Connecticut, John, I can do it with Rumble. I mean, it's an amazing feature. And so we know that the big woke corporates are going to continue to feed the beast into the big tech companies. But look, we believe that we'll be that place where the small mom and pops and mid-sized companies will be able to come and advertise on our platform and get into what is on our platform where we don't have spam accounts or bots. So just to kind of wrap it all up in a nutshell, John, you see, True Social is the social networking arm and piece, communications piece of this new internet superhighway. And it's all riding on the rails of Rumble, which is cloud, video, and advertisements. So that's where this is headed. And look, it's changing quickly. And I'll just kind of leave you with this. We're going to have to watch closely, and you see it happening every day, is that, you know, we quickly consolidated over the last few years. You just had a few options for cable television and direct TV, et cetera, et cetera. It got down to three or four. Well, now you see that's just balkanizing, falling apart, and you see a lot of little sites popping up where people are streaming directly. And that's going to be something that we're going to have to build, I think, ultimately into our platform, is kind of a one-stop place where people feel comfortable. We're not going to take their data. They can come and visit, and then they can kind of get from anywhere from our platform. And that's where we're headed. It's going to be slow. We have to build it block by block because we can't just call up Jeff Bezos and the Washington Post and Amazon and get any help. We're going to get attacked by the fake news, and they're not going to allow us to use these big billion, $100 billion companies are not going to let us allow their infrastructure because of the pressure of the far left in this country.
Devin Nunes, he is the author of Countdown to Socialism, and now he is very much the executive philosopher of Truth Social. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.